Our final story today is about an unlikely hero. He's a Los Angeles resident who's devoted his life to repairing and protecting one of my favorite machines, the jukebox. KCRW's Saul Gonzalez takes it from there.
There's a block of Pico Boulevard in Los Angeles that's pretty typical 2016 LA, with lots of small mom-and-pop shops run by immigrants from Latin America and Asia. But walk into one business, and you'll see machines that are relics of 20th century American life, blasting music from a different era.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
This is Magdi Hanna's workshop. He's from Egypt and is one of a handful of people left in the U.S. dedicated to fixing jukeboxes. His mission? To save the machines for future generations.
That's American history, jukebox. It's like, you know, in Egypt, somebody tried to break the pyramid.
Hanna has been repairing jukeboxes since 1980. Some of them are 50, 60, and 70 years old. Born in the Egyptian port city of Alexandria, he says he didn't know anything about the machines until he came to the U.S.
I never see a jukebox.
You never saw a jukebox until you came to the United States?
Exactly. I don't know what is this.
You didn't see jukeboxes in Egypt as a child?
No, we don't have jukeboxes in Egypt.
Hanna fell in love with jukeboxes and pretty quickly decided to devote himself full-time to repairing them. Now, in the 20th century, jukeboxes could be found in nightclubs, bars, and diners. They were icons of American life, right up there with Marilyn Monroe, the Corvette, and this guy.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
But a machine that played a limited selection of records couldn't compete with technological progress, from the transistor radio to CDs to now, of course, music over the internet. So jukebox companies like Wurlitzer and Seeberg faded away, along with many jukebox repair experts.
I know few, but I don't know new people coming to the jukebox business. It's no people new coming.
Not surprisingly, Hanna has little affection for new ways to hear music.
Like you hear Elvis Presley in 45, it's completely different than you hear it in the radio or in the CD.
On a CD or on a computer.
Or on the computer.
It's more human to you.
Yeah, it's feeling. Like the song Feeling.
Feeling.
The day I visited Hanna, he just finished repairing a Model 850 Wurlitzer jukebox from 1941. He showed it to me, opening the handsome wood exterior with peacock figures etched into glass.
Oh, look how big the motor is, like alternator for car now.
Yeah.
And here is the grinder that's for the coin. One song for 5 cents.
One song for five cents.
2 songs for 1 dime. 4 songs for quarter.
Hanna's customers are often collectors, bringing in broken jukeboxes they found at garage and estate sales. Each one is like a musical time capsule, with the records in them untouched for decades.
You know, some people have the jukebox in the garage for 20 years, and it has record from the 50 and 60 original record.
It must be very satisfying when you take a machine that hasn't been played for years, you repair it, and you're the first person in decades, maybe, to hear sound coming and hear music coming out of that jukebox.
You feel like you want to dance. And when I hear the sound, I hear the music, okay, how I can make it better.
As I wrap up my visit to his repair shop, I ask Hanna if I can select a song from one of the jukeboxes he's repaired. He agrees, and not having used a jukebox since sometime in the 1980s, I gotta say, it was a little thrilling.
Let me try My Special Guy, the 16s, number 19. Hold on.
There, coming on the 19.
There it goes.
Listening to that music coming out of a 60-year-old machine, all of a sudden, iTunes and Spotify didn't seem nearly as cool. For the world, I'm Saul Gonzalez, Los Angeles.
Love the harmonies. Saul got some great shots of Magdi, his workshop, and his jukeboxes. They're up at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.
I know you're sorry. PRI, Public Radio International.